Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In fact, I think there was a TV show back in the day. I think it was called Earth 2. Right. You guys ever watch Earth 2?
No.
He's a real, look it up, I swear to God. There was a show called Earth 2, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that was the synopsis. We're sending people to this planet because they're criminals, and we're getting them off Earth, That was Earth 2.
In the late 1700s, British courts began sentencing people convicted of various crimes to penal transportation to Australia. In the 1800s, this was sometimes referred to as the kangaroo jump.
Wow.
All right.
Therefore, the kangaroo courts.
I guessed something right.
You did.
You nailed it.
That's a good job out of you.
Great.
That's pretty awesome.
By the way, we cannot send our prisoners to outer space.
What?
Great idea in theory, send them up there. But then you leave open the possibility that prisoners then team up with aliens to come back and attack
there
us.
There are no...
Now, that is a super team.
I mean, not within our reachable...
Do you purposely bring up aliens in front of Tiki because you know he's going to go on a rant?
Definitely exist. They have to. The probability with the, I don't know, three, whatever the number is. It's a number I can't even say. It's quintillion or probably 10 times the order of that. A number of planets in the world, in the galaxy.
Sure.
Not even the galaxy, in the universe.
Right.
Right. There's definitely alien life. They simply will never be get here.
Why did you
they
do
will
this,
never
Sean?
Get here.
Who did this? I didn't bring up aliens.
And the question will be, then be, is it intelligent life? Do they have the ability to create technology?
Maybe.
I doubt it.
All right.
Because you know what inhabited this planet for most of its existence?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. Yeah. 185 million years or 200-something million years I would call intelligent life. But a dinosaur was never creating a spaceship.
I do want to tell you guys. I do want to tell you guys a story. So I'm sitting in my office. It was about a day or two ago, and Tiki comes in and says, "You know, I had this long conversation with Rondé the other day about." And as he's saying this, I'm like, "What could it be about? Maybe it's about Daniel Jones. Maybe it's about Paul Tagliabue. Maybe it's about I have no idea." And his answer was aliens. Me and Rondé had this long conversation about aliens. And I would have paid anything because Rondé is Team Evan. I don't know if you guys know that. Rondé believes in aliens.
Yes, he does.
So Rondé was, I guess, arguing with you about this.
I had to shut him down, though.
Just one closing thought.
It
started because of spaceships. Like, there was this theory about, like, if a spaceship could travel at 99.9999999% the speed of light, that you could go visit distant planets, but in the time, because time would slow down, and the time it took to get there would feel short to you, but it would be 4 million years to people on Earth.
So
it just can't happen.
I understand how the math is mapping. I understand the math.
Anything with mass can't travel at the speed of light.
I'm just saying, if you could just be open-minded for one second.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to be open-minded. It is never going to happen.
The slimmer percent chance that the math is wrong and that speed of light doesn't exist and it's really just speed.
Right.
We can't have our prisoners up there waiting to get a tag team like Durant and Curry to come down with aliens and attack us. The most hardened criminals in the world. You mentioned Charles Manson with E.T.
There will never be aliens within our galaxy and certainly not within our solar system.
All right.
And if they do, they'll come in and just like Carl Sagan's pale blue dot, they'll look at this little tiny little speck of a grain of something that is hundreds of millions of miles away and say, "Oh yeah, I want to go to that little speck," Earth.
That's
not happening, dude.
Sean, enough.
I'm sorry. Evan wants to go back to talk about what pinch hitter the Mets are going to find. So let's go.
By the way, I think there's aliens.
It keeps going.
But there's like aliens in our newsroom. You ever spend a half hour with Al Dukes?
That was a great show.
By the way, Earth 2 is not about what you said it was about.
What was it about?
Give it again what your plot was.
So Earth 2 is a TV show, and I think it was like a network show. I could be wrong about this.
From 1994?
It was from, I was definitely in that age demographic, 12, 13 years old.
Yep.
It was a network TV show. Can you confirm that?
Sure, yes.
But was it?
Yeah, because it won a Primetime Emmy Award.
It won an Emmy?
For visual effects.
Well, I think it was like an NBC or a CBS show, one of those shows. And I remember, at least I think I remember, that the story was they were discovering this planet and they were sending the criminals to the planet first. That's what my memory tells
me.
You're telling me that's not true.
No, because the synopsis here on IMDb says, 2 centuries in the future when pollution has forced humans to abandon Earth. So it's about pollution. That sounds interesting.
It's about pollution. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. They sent people to find a cure. They were looking for a cure for an illness called the syndrome. Anyhow, yeah, I kind of remember that
otherwise
show.
Otherwise known as COVID.
Right. They were just like 20 years ahead of time.
Right.
Let's go to John in Oxford, Connecticut. How are you, John?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, listen, guys. These owners, these Major League Baseball owners with Monopoly money, I always hear that Uncle Stevie's got more money than anybody else. But then we watch these Dodgers do things that seem to make no sense. Hmm. Now, who is the money behind the Dodgers?
Google
and number two,
private
who
equity.
Really has the most money in Major League Baseball?
Guggenheim. Guggenheim Partners is a private equity firm. So it's limitless, essentially.
How much does Guggenheim have?
Under management.
Under management. How much? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Like, how much is Guggenheim?
It's more than Steve Cohen.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it may be.
It's pooled money.
So here's what I found about Guggenheim. And look up Steve Cohen, by the way, for you guys. Just tell me how much he's worth. But Mark Walter is the founder and CEO of Guggenheim Partners. His net worth is $12 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But how about this? Guggenheim Partners is an investment firm with over $335 billion in assets under management.
It's like a sovereign wealth fund.
So how do you define how much money they actually have? You want to go by the $12 billion that Mark Walter has?
No, because I think the group manages the Dodgers.
Okay.
It's not the individual. Now, I know there is an individual that is in charge of it, but it's one of their portfolio companies.
So you would say their worth of $335 billion would be the fair answer to that?
Well, I don't know how much they allocate towards the baseball team, and we could probably find that out. Steve Cohen is...
$21 billion, which is the highest of an individual owner.
That's a guy not worried about a Black Friday sale, let me tell you.
Right, but here's the point. I think our last caller was getting there, and he never made it. It is now time, and I say this respectfully, for Steve Cohen to prove it. Because there's been a lot of talk and a lot of bluster, not necessarily from him, but from all of us about how much money he has, Uncle Stevie, all these comments about him. But I think our last caller is right. You got to go outbid Guggenheim then for Juan Soto. Like, there's no excuse. You're worth $21 billion. Hal's worth $1.5 billion.
See, the money doesn't matter. It's a desire. And so, because if you ask him, how much money do you have, Guggenheim, partners to spend on the Dodgers? How much money, Steve Cohen, do you have to spend on Juan Soto? The answer is going to be enough.
Right.
Right? So it's not, it doesn't matter who's richer, who's not. It's like, who's is bigger, who's isn't. Like, that doesn't matter.
It's about the willingness to spend it.
It's the willingness to spend it.
Yeah, and you know what? Show the willingness to spend it.
Right. That's all it comes down to.
Here's the thing I'll tell you. Because Sal and I had this discussion off air. Sal heard what I said yesterday about my belief that this is all a used job to get Hal to bring the price up. And Sal said, why are you coping that you think the Mets aren't getting Soto? I said, Sal, I'm not coping with anything. Like, if the Mets don't get Juan Soto, I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be pissed off. That's not coping. My anger will be really high. I'm just giving you my evaluation. Fair enough. Like, this is just my opinion on it. I'm not coping because, quite frankly, and I said this to him, I'll say it to the audience, if they aren't the highest bidder for Juan Soto, fair enough, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to be pissed off. I'm going to be angry. And I'm going to be really angry at my fellow Met fans who continue to talk about Steve Cohen like a caricature that he hasn't proven to be.
Right.
Doesn't mean he's a bad owner. I'm still grateful he is the owner of the team. But stop thinking he's Scrooge McDuck. Stop thinking he's some, you know, king or some genius of money if he isn't the highest bidder. Now, if he is the highest bidder and they don't get him, that's a different discussion. So we need to see it. Because Steve's been the owner of the team for 4 years. They have spent money. I appreciate how they have, even the way they bought off the Scherzer and Verlander contracts. Great. But right now, Guggenheim's the king. Right now, the Dodgers are the kings. And I want, I feel it in my pit of my stomach. I want to see the Mets do this. I want to see the Mets be the bullies. I want to see people whine and bitch and cry on social media about the Mets doing nefarious things with their money, even if it's not nefarious. Mm. I want those tears. I'm sick of being on the sidelines. So get it done. That's all I'm saying. Get it freaking done. Because that's our expectation. And every Met fan better join me in this. If they are not the highest bidder for Juan Soto, quit with the T-shirts and the pictures and the nicknames and everything we say about Steve. Steve will just be a big market owner that we respect, and that's cool, but he will no longer be the caricature we've drawn up in our heads.
Yes. I'm just looking at the ownership group.
Oof, I'm scared. I thought you were going to look at aliens again.
Right, no. of Guggenheim Baseball Management.
Yes. Plus
Mark Walter, who you mentioned. Todd Boehly, who is the president of Guggenheim. He's invested in a bunch of other stuff as well. Peter Gruber, who was a business executive and entrepreneur. Stan Kasten, who used to be the former president of the Braves and the Nationals.
Yeah.
And it's just like Magic Johnson's part of the ownership group. There's just so many people involved with it.
How do you open the show on that Friday after the aliens come down and tell us that they're real? Like, do you mea culpa it? Do you apologize? Like, I'm just curious, like, what your approach will be, because we're going to have to talk about it. We can't ignore it. What are you going to say into a microphone?
I won't be here.
What does that mean?
Because if aliens are here, they're not coming with pleasant intent.
They're not coming in peace.
Exactly.
So you're saying we're not going to get to host an afternoon drive show to talk about the aliens?
Total annihilation.
We're all going to be dead.
Yeah, right. Because if you have the technology to get and interact with us here, you're not here to say, hey, how are you guys doing? Nice to meet you. You're not going to be like Carl Sagan and send golden records flying throughout the space and assuming that aliens have ears.
Can I tell you why?
The same physiology that we do.
I'm going to tell you why you're wrong about this, respectfully. If we as humans didn't fight wars, if we weren't fighting since the beginning of time, our technology would be better, our power would be better, and we'd be further along as civilization. If there is an alien life form out there that has created that kind of technology, they've done it because they're peaceful, and they've done it because they didn't waste their monies and their technology and the many lives we've lost over thousands of years to useless, stupid, inane wars.
True. Or they
I stand by that. They will be far greater than us because we are, I love humans, but we're flawed.
Or they could still be in the state of amoeba.
Okay, I personally think the 660 signal's so strong, they probably know who we are.
That's very possible.
Also, did you know there's a Congressman, Steve Cohen, who's dissatisfied with the Pentagon's briefings on UFOs?
Really?
There's another Steve Cohen.
I knew there was a Steve Cohen. I wasn't sure of his views on the Pentagon.
He's in depth on this alien from. I don't know. Rep? Where's Rep?
That's a representative.
Yeah, that means...
That means he's a congressman, so he's a representative from... I'm going to go with Pennsylvania. I don't know why.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. Okay, let's
If you
see.
Can't have this answer, what are you here
Wiley
for?
Wiley looks that up. Evan, isn't your favorite movie Independence Day?
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't come down like they were hippies.
It's a sci-fi. I'm talking about real life. In real life...
Tennessee.
Talking real life because we're talking fantasy.
No, that's sci-fi. In real life, if there were aliens, just think about this, I promise you. It's actually more powerful than you're realizing. Mm. If you think about it, if there are aliens with that kind of technology, right, they were peaceful because we've wasted so much
by the way,
by being the animals that we are.